You're dressed up and you had your eagle feathers.
Yeah.
And you're explaining to us the importance of eagle. I didn't have it on here. Maybe you could talk about eagles and what they mean.
Eagle. Us in living in Alaska. All natives before I was born, true generation. In Indian story about the eagle. He's the richest man, he's the biggest chief in terror in the world. That's what the story about Eagle. Eagle, even Indian chief people, really proud about that bird. That bird, ever since land created, since that time, is the hardest bird in the world. I don't know how the American find out is the hardest American. Indian people tell that story about eagle. Back in old time, early day school, land probably created. They tell us with the kid, they tell us story about Eagle is a big chief in the world. That story never changed. It's gone up. Today, that bird getting harder. I hear some boys tell me we kill eagle costs us $1,000 fine, maybe 6 months in jail. They tell me if we kill eagle. So today, that story right behind them and followed them. And us Indian Alaska, we're really proud about it. We know he hardest bird all in Terry the world. And sometime ending with the name Lal Singh. Like you folks call American. That's just what that word means, Lal Singh. Hardest native tribe Athabasca Indian. That's what they call Lal Singh. Lal Singh and Jadas and all we done. Coming to Aleuts and Eskimo.
You said only two are supposed to wear those eagle feathers.
Eagle two feathers. That mean two feathers in front in my head. United States. Us Indian Alaska, we start a fight for the land. That's what that mean. Indian way, chitsi ini chini sit. I got bad taught against the state. I don't want his work. I don't want he doing the way they do. For sure, I'm person, I'm Indian. What's the idea? People I don't know, coming in the boss for me, not support me, never met me, 50, 40, 50 years ahead of time. That one thing bothers me. Boss. Us Indian, we living under the chief. We know our boss. That white man, part of state, boss. All different kind of boss. They're living by that their life. So they're leaving us. That's the way Indian are too. But the Indian don't talk too much. Once I get down in language, I talk for the land. I thought that's going to be last 1 or 2 years, 6 months after. I get letter, they changed the land. They tell me the next convention, we're going to hire township. Give it to Native. If we mean we stay on land that we use. Long before I was born, I don't know when Indian signed citizen. Was citizen. That back me up. I can't jump in front of my citizen and spit it on it. That's what I get in mind. That's why I move back. Pretty soon they give us little land. Right now, today, they want to buy shareholder. After they buy that land from us, and after that, what are we going to do? For sure, I understand. Us part of Indian mess understand money. Sure, they get it, spend it. If they buy my share, I grab that money. I don't know how to start business. I don't know which business to start. I keep it used. Put it on our brook. Then what? Free. What the land I going to go in to hunt? What the land I going to go in to trap? They tell me, you're not going to trap no more. Put it in people, just all full. No, makes no difference. I know what land to use for fishing, little bit of strip land. I want to get it. I must this fall, October meeting, AF meeting. I must. I got letter, mail, yesterday. Do Young, Terrenaw Chief, tell me, fill it out. For you shareholder, what you think about. No, I yes. I ask the question. I tell what did. If we don't want to sell, and what's going to be happen? You guys lost. How? People take them home stay. All that idea, I think it's crazy. Us Indian Alaska, 1,000 years or more, college people did pick him out the story. I don't pick him out the story. I know that far. 1,000 years. Indian use luck. A lot of people, they make we come a certain area, don't we? I never hear a story, but somehow Indian got here and they stay here with a stone axe. Stone knife. Where's the white man in the Russian state at the time? I know. I don't want my share. Sharehold. You sell your sharehold. You get your big money. More than $1 million, I might take a chance. But less than that, no. I keep my land. I keep and die on. Government, Trudy, Secretary Interior, and the government, Senate, they give it to us, big meeting in anguish. Grandpa, what do you think about sharehold? I don't know. I don't want it. You know what sharehold means? Yes. I don't want 20, more 20 years. I'll leave it alone. Grandpa, you lock us up. Long fight, going to be argument about. Probably they beat us. How did they going to beat you? He's a different tribe. We never know them lot of people here. And that Second World War tore up road in Second World War. 4 months road all over. We live in by caribou from Big Hill to Long Cabin. Go up Long Cabin chicken, how many cash? high chairs. Some are still up. A lot of tree growed up. Right there in them hills we're picking berries. Long highway, our berries place all tore up. We gotta go mile a mile to get berries, bunch of berries. This time I can't drive. I think I go around 25 mile. My hand tend to cramp. Eww. Bad. I dry off soft root, get it out. Leveled up my hand. We getting old. Way. Lots of different way life in our young time. Getting weak, getting slow. Something we used to do, we can't do it. Many times I want to go out to walk down top road to hunt bird. A lot of bird down there. Wait, dark. I learned today old man life. I get in weaker and I lose weight. I don't know how much more I'm going to lose. I like to eat meat. All them stuff they eat, I can't eat. The first time I eat canned fruit, something soft I eat, probably all right, but someday I'm going to make myself sour-free. Strong stuff to eat, make me feel better. I'm going to do that. I like fresh fish. I want fish to eat. I think I'm going to get enough whitefish, but I didn't go down to George Lake. George Lake run out open. All fish you want, they come out. Go down there, back out, get in the lake, back out, go down the creek. We take fish net, we cut ice, we wear hip boots, we walk. Soon they come out, the whole bunch, they go down the creek. We drop the fish net right on the ice and walk. They all go run in the lake, fish net, it's all full of fish. You walk across, pull up, dump on the bank. All fish there, just 2-3 trip, you got enough fish. Not the kind of place down there, but I never check them. So I don't know. I like to trap this year. I don't think I'll make it. Just this stuff quit me. I'm all right.
Is it different how how they treated old people when you were a young boy and how they treat old people now? Is that different? Same?
Yeah. They treated old people?
Before and now?
Yeah.
Is it different? How's that different?
Well, today, young generation, everybody got truck, car, lifter. They, old people like Charlie Jean, Morris, Yukon, Grandma Jenny, and them people, that people not working. So, young people, the grandchildren, they go to get it. Let us bring load of wood. They run up. Took river, get dry wood. And the old man got the pension relief. Maybe somebody got Social Security, I guess, I don't know. They got no money. They got more money than I got. I got the mail here today. Council and village pay my bill. $334. So today, easy to help old people. Back in old time, even summertime, we got to bring big log, long wood. We pack an old man. We pack an old man. Grandpa's. Sometimes they out of wood. They holler. The sooner we hear it, we run down. What you want? I need wood. All right, we're going to get wood for you. Go out, we talk to our cousin, our nephew, this relative right there in the village. Old man, what I go after wood. I go with you. Today, they want wood. How much you going to pay? $5? You can't ask nobody for help unless they pay. That's the only way. I don't care their grandfathers. Why? According to the wine, bottle of wine. Long as they get bottle of wine for it, they help. A lot of things changed in my young time till old. I just about 62 years. And that far Indian help beginning to come down, drop. It's gone. I'm the first man to get snooker. We hooked up sleigh. We pull a wood with. Put us in chat. We piled up a lot of wood. All of it. Cost me $1,400. From there on, I go through the village, one village I go. Some bunch of boys coming in, ask the Christian. We got a lot of argument about this. What did we gonna do? We're gonna quit? Are we still doing? Well, not bad to do, still doing. Right then, in that time, I'm beginning to see things change. Things change us Indian we used to live in, they change. Right here, both sides, cabin here, cabin here. People kill moose. They cut little bit piece make me to cook, to give me.
There's one small piece.
Small piece.
About, gee, 4 inches piece.
Can't get it. I see meat cut. I see meat up in the rack. Got no meat. That's how I find out I'm not old man. I'm chief, Taranaki chief person, one man. That's all a man helped me. Spot William. Nobody no people beside. Give me a hand. Help. My septic tank froze. I asked both side people, drain out of me. Just they listen me, the hell of it. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I move to another little cabin sometime this winter. You get down Fairbank, you call Spot William, internal chief. You tell him I say this. So he probably called somebody else here to help me. And I'll tell you, I can't stay here. No restroom. We use, but we don't use much use. So we put hot water in, we drain out. And that only way we use. And I really get stuck this fall. And I hear the bill coming in today. $334. Pay the bill, I don't know what bill, I think fuel bill. It's this house all paid off. This house, it's mine. And I got to spend my money to work on it. Still, BIA, they send people from Angus. Come up here to check them. Over 5-7 years, I guess we used that septic tank and filled up. And they're back up. I don't know, they must be broke loose in the other way. And they drain water out. But I want somebody to help me to dig in a hole. Alongside septic tank and drain out. Hard way to clean them. They got special man clean it took. I tell them to call for me. I want to help me. I got money. I got my $300 government Senate in Alaska. I got one. I give it that. I tell them to call. So I want to clean up. No more help. And I shut up. If no way we can't use this house, we move into that little house we're gonna stay up there. We got no kids for school to worry about. Taranaki chief tell me to stay in forever. Whole year. We rent house for you. We stay there. And it can't happen. People go there to help you. No, I don't want Fairbank.
Well, the way things are changing, what do you think about the future for young people? What do you think that that'll be like?
Well, long time I talked to the conference, what I think about the young people. Young generation, half-breed people, don't matter how put it, look at they are. Nothing but a fun in their mind. Us Indian, we got them kind people every day. Old chief gonna speak. Every afternoon, changing. A lot of white guys tell me they're going to come out in good shape. Yeah. I wonder when. I wonder how old they're going to be lined up straight. Us Indian, them kind people, right away, we working at it, lined up, coming out good boys. Us young people, we living under the chief, we listen to our chief. Our chief speech one time. We never muck around the way that chief speech. Or something foolish we do, chief said, quit. We're not gonna sneak it in, muck around. Quit. Us Indian, we had the growing boys coming up. Watch them. 32 years I stayed with my dad. All through them time, 32 years, I listened to my daddy. My daddy say no, I quit. I'm just wild boy. My dad say no, I stop. I never say not one time. I tell my daddy, the hell with it. I do my own business. do my own business poor. Didn't know thing. 32 years, I learned everything. I learned all things. On top of that, my uncle people, my grandfather's people break me in to be chief today. I didn't know that till I come into 32. My uncle going to die. They want us front of people. You in charge in my place. You and your brothers, both two. Your brothers, he's a mean. He talk a little bit, he get mad. Cuss word, do anything. Not that kind of man in the, to be a chief. I think you. Oh, I bring in heart. And that the time I know my uncle tell me to stand in his place. 72, turn our chief in Doyoung AFN. Tree population, raise their hand up, mean to be traditional chief. I tell that meeting, all of you young people. I don't know you're really gonna keep me, to hold me. Then I do. That's why we nominate you to be traditional chief. Young people put their almost all drinking so much, nothing but drink in his mind. They break up, left bunch of children. I even work for them children, get left. Daddy leaving. Sometimes downstate. White man take the girls in the state, run away. She don't know where to go, what way to go. I go in the BIA building and talk to BIA. He tell me what state, that state, that building. That's all they need. You got like your radio. They sit it there. They hooked up. They call the room they stay. Right away, the girls talk. They talk my language. I talk to her. How about you leave? I'm his uncle. Uncle. Ever since few days, I think I going to short of food and no way mean to get money the BIA right here to tell me in Wilford in the town too. You go there, you talk with them. They'll take you in back. Next 3 days he came back and free back. All that work I do, and that's how I learn. Lucky, all business people, just soon they met me, they good friend. Anything that I want to be done, I talk to the business people. They go there, they're finished, they're done. That is a new way. Us Indian were last. Oh, Eskimo people, they've been downstate a long time. First, I started fighting for the land. That's how I find out a lot of old-time education, Indian ladies. I've been working with ever since I was 11 years old, working with the white men. First start, we work in Prospect. A lot of fun for us, digging gravel, chewing sluice boxes. Me and my brother, every day we do that. We get $5 a day. Get a lot of gold for him, I guess. Old man, real happy. They feed us. First time in my life I used fork to eat. Push my meat over the plate.
Well, you know,
I get used to.
I was just thinking, since we were talking about young people, what kind of advice do you give them, or would you like to give young people to help them straighten their lives for the future?
Yes, young people, they are good people, strong, healthy. It's good for the change. They learn education, some they pass high school, they hire on down 2nd Avenue. You should go out, work, look for a job, ask them. I do years and years and years. I'm not blind to union. That's the place young generation get luck, get stuck. I go in Union Hall. I tell them give it to union too. Chivalik. We're going to put in a job, they spend money in a contract, then we give. But then they work. Chief Isaac, We can keep all them boys. We put in the work we want. Long they stay. If they get out, they sell. We don't know. He passed due. We can't get it back to put it in. We hired some white men in his place. I believe that. I working for 12 years for the contract. Every year I go in the job. Stay job till way down. Sometime to half to November. We stay in job. Call. We gotta move some stuff, certain place. I doing 12 years on the highway. Every spring, April, we get called up from the state, go to work. That day, use your car, how much you use gas, mark all them down. Tell Peter, let's go to work. From here, Dartley, we're going in highway. The way he told me last year, survey post, start from maybe 3, 4, 5 miles. No chainsaw at that time, just timber saw.